Vincent Valdez's art studio is in an old San Antonio fire station built in 1910. Above the entrance stands a vintage statue of a vigilant firefighter clutching his axe. Inside, the art space is taken over by one colossal black and white painting, 43 feet long, broken up into six panels. It's titled The City. It features 14 members of the Ku Klux Klan caught in a candid moment on a bluff overlooking the city at night.
I felt it was important that the viewer, when they first confront the piece, might even make the assumption that it is based after a historical photograph, that this is 1869 or 1920. But when they start looking at the details of the piece, they find traces of contemporary life like the iPhone, the baby Nikes, class rings, the cell phone towers, and the modern-day 21st century Chevrolet truck.
Valdez started this painting in October, and after working on it for 7 days a week for 11 months, he says he's glad it's finally finished, but he's been thinking about painting this image for years. But Valdez says viewers make the mistake in assuming it's a reaction to the current political climate.
People want to quickly jump to the conclusions that, oh, this is Donald Trump's fault. Oh, this is Trump all day, right? This is about Trump. Well, I asked the viewer to step back for a moment. You don't have to look very far, and you really don't have to go too deep to realize that this was here, this was present in America way before any politician.
That's not to say there isn't a connection to today's politics. There is a rise in white nationalism in America and in Europe. And according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, there is a surge in the growth of white supremacist groups, especially the Ku Klux Klan.
Strangely coincidental. Fascinating. It strikes me as a little bit surreal almost. I mean, I'm not sure what to make of it exactly. I guess all I can say about it is that the timing couldn't be more urgent.
When the painting in its early stage was featured in March in the New York Times, Valdez saw that he was touching a nerve in America.
I had a flood of emails.
He says the majority of them were positive, but there were also some threats of violence against him. But one email wanted an apology from Valdez in a very specific way.
I know that you're the Texas State Artist of the Year, and I demand that you wrap up your gold medal and hand it back to Senator Ted Cruz.
However, Valdez points out that in his painting of the Klan gathering, the members aren't doing anything that is evil or nefarious.
They're just people. That was my opportunity to kind of strip them of their power.
They're just standing there, staring into the eyes of the viewer. All but one is hooded. Even the infant that's being cradled in the mother's arms in the center of the painting is wearing the iconic robe and pointed hood. But the baby's cherub-like hands are reaching out to the viewer.
This is definitely a statement reminding us all that this isn't the way that we are born, right? This is something that is indoctrinated in us, something that is learned.
The day of this interview was the day that the city was to leave the firehouse. Valdez had finished the final touches at 4 a.m. the night before, working on the details of the twinkling of the city's lights. He signed the work, and now the specialty art movers are here to carefully pack up the panels and take them to the David Shelton Gallery in Houston. Valdez says the arrival of these movers reminds him of another work crew that came to his house and their reaction. They came into the studio and froze, staring at the painting.
He looks at me, and he looks at the painting, and he looks around at the building. He looks back at me, and he says, "What is this place? What are we doing here? What is it?" I said, no, just trust me, come in. I'm the artist, I can explain. And it turned into one of the most amazing conversations.
Valdez says that's what he's trying to do, get people to talk about race in America. And he says that is the power of art. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.